What is up, everybody, and welcome back to another edition of the AK Show with your boy AK the Ref. How is everybody doing on this Wednesday afternoon? Happy hump day. Let's get it. You are almost to the weekend, so give yourselves, let's get yourself a clap. We're here on the weekend. We're almost to the weekend. Congratulations. Happy hump day. Hope everybody's having a fabulous Wednesday so far. Hope everybody had a great weekend this past weekend. We're almost there. We're almost to the weekend. It feels like it's already been a long week. You know, especially when you're in teaching and you come back from spring break, and then that first week, it feels long, and now this week feels long. And now we're like in the nitty gritty, a couple months left of school. And the last 2 months of school always feels like the longest, because there's no more like long breaks. I think the next break we have is not this week, but the following Friday and Monday is like the next 2 days off. And then it just feels like it's a grind. And you're starting to reach that tipping point of like, oh, we're almost to the end of the school year. So, So it makes these last about 2 months, this is going to feel long. In the school district I work in right now, we got to come back after Memorial Day. Why? I know we had some snow days, but I know we've had more snow days than we had this year. And ain't never had to come back after Memorial Day. That just makes no sense. I don't know, understand why we got to come back for 2 days after Memorial Day. I already know what's going to happen. Some people ain't coming back. I mean, teachers, we have to come back because we have contracted days. We have to be there. But, like, students, like, no, because that's when you're usually school's done before Memorial Day weekend. People go out of town. I don't expect any students to be back. And I hope, like, high schools are not having finals after Memorial Day. I hope all their finals are done, because you're going to have some students that ain't coming back because they're out of town. Or they haven't got back from out of town. It's just like, it's like literally 2 days. Day and a half, really, because it would be usually the last day is a half day. So I don't know what. I know we had a couple snow days, and then we had the parade. They canceled school for that, but it ain't no more than usual. And I don't know. I thought they had like built-in snow days and built-in days, so I really don't know why we're coming back. In the school district I work in Kansas, in the Kansas City area, the greater Kansas City area, in the school district, I'm on the Kansas side. I don't know why we got to come back after Memorial Day. This just makes no sense. I don't know. But yeah, it is what it is. Whatever. I expect to be half full with students at schools in the district I work in, if that's going to be the case. Unless they change. They could always change it. They could, and she's like, hey, this is gonna be the last day, and then boom, it's usually like the last day's Wednesday or Thursday, and the teachers come in one more day. Usually teachers got to come in a couple more days after that, I think, but usually students don't have to come back. It's just weird. I don't know. I just show up and do the best I can. I can't worry about all the other stuff because I don't have a hand in that. I don't work in the district office. I'm not up there, so I ain't gonna worry about it. It is what it is. I'm just saying, I don't think the schools are gonna have a lot of students in them in the day after they gotta come back that Tuesday, Wednesday after Memorial Day. Yeah, this is gonna be like scarcity of students. But it is what it is. Whoever I have in PE, we go do a thing. We gotta combine some classes and play some games and just have some fun. But other than that, anything this past weekend? I had my first wrestling show this past weekend. Actually got to work. And the reason I haven't worked until like this past weekend is because I was coaching basketball, and that took up a lot of time. I know it was like from January. It's basically from January to about mid February. It's like 2 months, because when we start and then end in like February, it's like 2 months. And I just felt like it just took a whole lot of time. Practice, games. I mean, it just felt like it took a whole lot of time. So I didn't really have any bookings. I had a few, but I had to back out for some just take care of some family stuff. But other than that, I'm gonna get back on, get some rest on the show. So I had my first show this past weekend. So I felt great. I actually felt pretty good to have a lot of. So I haven't really roughed the show since December, but so having all that time in between, kind of let my knees heal up, body heal, I felt good. I didn't feel as sore after. Usually I feel like real sore if I haven't refereed in a long time, but I've been trying to stay fit and just work out too. So just keep the muscles loose, keep everything, you know, good to go. Try to lose some weight. I want to lose 20 pounds, but, that's just a whole nother challenge of itself. But I'm gonna get there before the summer. I got like two before the school year is in. I'm gonna be down 20 pounds. But other than that, yeah, got another one this weekend back home in Kansas City here. CSW, Central States Wrestling, got a show this Saturday, so I'm excited about that. And then my next booking is until like mid April. So, yeah, got some other things doing. My daughter's playing softball, so we'll be going. She has her first game today, so I'll be going to that here at 4:15, double hitter. She's on the JV. She's a sophomore, so looking forward to that. But other than that, I ain't got a lot going on. Just chilling, ready for WrestleMania. So excited for WrestleMania. Bro, so excited. I thought about going out there for WrestleMania week. It's just a far drive, and I got to take a lot of days off work, and I just don't have the funds like that to be going out there. Now, like, if WrestleMania was somewhere in driving distance, like 8 or less hours, I'd definitely go that to try to, you know, work the independent scene, but not going out there this year, maybe next year. We're hearing it's going to be in Minneapolis, and that's only a 6-hour drive. For me, that's doable, just in terms of it's least expensive when you drive compared to flying. That's all, and things like that, and just trying to save money towards a house. So I gotta watch what I spend. We're trying to watch what we spend on. So there's that. But I'm excited for WrestleMania. I didn't watch Raw this past Saturday. I haven't been watching a lot of the SmackDown or Raw episodes. I've just been seeing the highlights. And everything The Rock's doing, my God, that's prime Attitude Era Rock. That's just, he's just going out there and saying, fuck this. I mean, shit. He's the final boss. He's the GOAT. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. He's my number one. I mean, at first it was HBK, and then The Rock came along, and he became my number one. So the Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, the Brahma Bull, Rocky Maivia, he's my number one. He's the final boss. You got to go through the final boss, okay? He's the final boss, you know? And he's to not be fucked with. He is on GOAT shit right now. If you are not watching, even if you're not watching, so if you're not watching these highlights and these promos and this everything that is going down with this whole storyline between him and Cody Rhodes and the family, the bloodline, and Roman Reigns, you're just missing out. And even the stuff with CM Punk and Seth Rollins and Drew McIntyre, it's just gold, man. I don't know. Rock out here is just doing the thing. He said, fuck it. I'm going back to Attitude Era. We're not. I don't give a fuck. I'm all here for this. I'm telling you, it's WrestleMania going to be lit. It's going to be litty. I can't wait to watch it. Don't bother me. My wife already knows. My kids already know. I might even put the projector back up just to watch WrestleMania. I took it down already, but I might put it back up and watch it. Either way, I might just watch it on the normal TV upstairs. I still got the surround sound hooked up. So Saturday, Sunday, don't bother me from this time to this time, because I'm not doing anything. I'm going to be watching night one and night two of WrestleMania. Don't bother me. I'm always going to watch WrestleMania, regardless if I know what the fuck is going on storyline-wise, which I do know what's going on. But if I had, I'd still be watching. That's just all, but I'm excited for WrestleMania. I'm excited for all of it. Like, everything that they've been doing has just been exciting. It's been fresh. It's just it feels like they're able to be more freely in the way they're doing things, and they're just being a little bit more edgier. And I love it. Everybody loves it. When you're able to be edgier in wrestling, it makes things more better. It makes things better. It really does. I'm excited. I can't wait. But to be honest, I want The Rock to win in anything he does. I would laugh so hard if Cody didn't get to finish the story. I wouldn't mind it. Like I said, like, I'm going to root for The Rock. So if The Rock wants to go and screw Cody Rhodes, I don't care. I'm not going to be one of those people like, oh, that's bullshit. He should finish the story. You got to give him his championship. It is what it is. At the end of the day, I'm Team Rock, Team Dwayne, Team Bloodline. So if they want to not let, they want to end his story. End his story. He don't get to finish. He gets to end it right there, and he gets no championship. But we all know. I don't know. Look, listen, we can all say we know what's going to happen, but you never know. You really don't. You really don't know what's going to happen until it happens. So I say, remember, you can expect the unexpected in wrestling. You think you know, but you don't know. So we can expect some fuckery. There could be some fuckery. There could be a swerve and be like, nah, gotcha. But that would be funny. That would actually be awesome. Everybody expecting this to happen. They know it's going to happen. And then it doesn't. They expected it to happen last year, and they're like, okay, we get it. Just continue the story. And they're like, yes, he's gonna do it. And then it doesn't happen. The fucking IWC would lose their collective bodily fluids and mind if Cody Rhodes didn't finish his story. And I'm all here for it. And that's not saying I don't like Cody Rhodes, and no disrespect to Cody Rhodes. I'm just saying, like, if that happened, I would like, yes, let's go. And you just keep it going, and eventually you could finish it, but just pull the rug out for a moment and be like, they'd be like, what are y'all doing? And they would be so mad. They'd be like, I'm not watching no more. Yes, you would. Yes, you would. You would watch. Shut up. No disrespect. I'm not. You would watch. If they pulled the rug out from you and Cody Rhodes didn't finish the story, you would still watch, because you'd be behind Cody Rhodes. He would have more backing than what he does now behind him. I'm telling you. But let's get it started. I know some things happened with the Chiefs, but that's not what I'm going to talk about. I mean, we got the Legarius Sneed trade. I might talk about that. I might drop another episode this week and talk about that. But today, I wanted to get on my pro wrestling stuff. Excuse me. I just ate. But get on my pro wrestling tip and give some of that advice. And things like that in the pro wrestling world, you know, if you're a person that's trying to get started in pro wrestling, whether you're being a wrestler, referee, a manager, you know, ring announcer, play-by-play person, you know, commentary team, you know, in that genre, even a camera person, like, you're trying to get started. Today, I wanted to go over some, like, pro wrestling traveling tips, because you may not know, like, when you go in pro wrestling, like, you're usually driving. You're not usually flying unless you're going somewhere far. But usually, most of the time, you're driving. You're in a car, either by yourself, you're with one other person, or you're with multiple people. Or sometimes you got multiple cars going. So there's always some tips that you should know when you're starting out in wrestling. You start traveling to go to other shows, whether you're traveling by yourself or with other people. So I say, for me, I'll just give my personal preference. Everybody has a preference of wanting to drive their own car or be like, just not a pre- I have a preference. I can't speak for everybody. Everybody has a preference of how they travel and what they do. So I'll just give mine, for example. So when I first started out, I did a lot of traveling by myself. And I started when I was 29. So when I started going to shows, I literally went to a bunch of shows by myself, like bookings out of town. Like, and that was just me as a personal preference, because I'm kind of an introvert. And I was like, I just like traveling by myself. I was like, I'd rather just, it was one of those things, like, it just got me a chance to be in the car. I can listen to the music I want to listen to. I can stop when I want to stop. And I kind of just get that alone time, that I can just collect my thoughts and just be free and just listen and just be like, chill, and not have to worry about talking to somebody or having a conversation. Like I said, I'm an introvert, at first until you get to know me. But things like that. So it was like, at first, probably the first 5, 6, 7 years, I was always traveling by myself. Like, there would be times when people from my school would go to the same show and I was just jumping a car with them and that was fine. But I didn't always, I was like, there and there for a show, here and there, you know, I travel with people, but most of the time, like, I like to go by myself. And then a lot of the other places I went that nobody else was going to, I was going by myself because nobody else was going, or I'd ask, and there they either had other bookings or other prior commitments and they couldn't go. So, but now I've gotten to a point where I was like, I'm older, I'm 38 years old, gonna be 39 in September. Like, I can't do the long drives by myself anymore. Like, I could 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, where I could drive overnight. Yeah, I can't do that. I gotta have other people. So, like, doing these drives by myself, it's harder as you get older. So now I travel with people. But I would say if you're starting out, travel with other people. It just helps. It takes a lot of pressure off you, and you're able to be in the car. If you got, like, even if it's just one other person, at least you can just relax and rest. And maybe catch a nap if the person you're traveling with is cool about it. So, and that's one other thing. So when you're traveling with somebody, I'm just saying, in a car ride, you're going from point A to point B. If it's you and one other person, right? And usually when you're traveling there, you know, it's usually light out. So nobody's really tired. Nobody's, like, really napping unless you got in late the night before, either it's from work or doing something else. So when you're traveling with somebody, you try to stay awake if it's just you and somebody else. If you have a third person, then that gives you opportunities like, hey, I'm going to take a nap. Because you always want to stay awake to make sure your driver stays awake. And especially when you're driving home from a show and it's night and it's late, you're both tired. You both want to try to stay awake. And so if you have the person driving, you should stay awake. If you do want to take a nap or just for whatever, 10, 15, 20 minutes, ask the driver, like, hey, is it cool if I catch a nap real quick or go to sleep? You know, just wake me up if you need me to talk or whatever. And usually I'm cool about it. Like, I like, to be honest, I don't care if the person takes a nap. If I need to pull over and let them know that I'm getting tired and my eyes are closing, I'll wake them up and be like, hey, can you drive? And that brings me to my other thing. If you're going in the car with somebody, you better be putting in that driving. You better offer to drive. Or if they say, hey, can somebody else drive this last leg or drive there or drive back, drive. You are not just going to just sit there and ride for it, especially when you're starting out. No, you gotta put in your dues and you gotta help drive. Now, me, when I had other people driving, even with me, when I did have people start coming with me, I don't mind driving. Plus, when you drive, you feel like you're in control compared to other people driving, where it's just like, oh, I don't know how this person drive, and that's the thing too, like, you don't know how other people drive. Some people drive more recklessly than others. Some people drive slower. Some people drive faster. So it's just getting comfortable with the other person driving. But if you're in a car with somebody, you should be offering to help drive. Whether it's part of the way there, part of the way back, whether you decide, hey, we're going to split this up. I'll drive there. You drive back, or we'll split it up. We're to reserve. I'll drive part of the way there. You drive part of the way there. We'll split the drive back. But always offer to drive. That's like your first tip. First tip, always offer to drive. First tip I said on here is don't go by yourself. Go with other people. And I get it if it's one of those things where nobody else can go. Like if you're going to do extra work that's further away, nobody else is booked on it in your area, that's coming from your area, I get that. But if you're going to a normal show that you're booked on and you're working, aside from extra work, find somebody else that can help go with you. Because I'm telling you, driving by yourself on the way back when you're tired, it's hard to stay awake. You'll want somebody else there to help. Be like, hey, can you drive? I'm getting tired. Tip number two, always offer to help drive. You should not be sitting there and just riding freely without doing any of the driving. Tip number three, you better put in on gas. Put in on gas. That's if you don't put in on gas, you ain't coming on the next road trip. You have to help with gas. When everybody, if you have three people in the car, you all should be chipping in on gas. Whosever car you're taking, you're giving that person gas money. Now, you ain't got to fill up the tank. Like, if this is me and another person, another person fills up the tank, I'll be like, I got you. I got you on the next. I'll fill you up on the next tank. Now, if it's multiple of us, driver be like, you ask the driver, like, how much you need for gas? Usually, it's like $15, $20. And if there's, like, more than, like, three people, sometimes it might only be $10 or $15. So it's not that bad. We all chip in on gas. We're all saving. Because when you're driving by yourself, you have to put all the gas in your car by yourself. So that those are good three tips. Drive with somebody, offer to help drive, and chip in on gas. Now, when it comes to stopping and wanting to go to the bathroom, I think that's just a personal preference of whosoever car you take, whosoever driving. Now, when I'm driving, if somebody needs to pee, like, I'm going to pull over. Like, I ain't in no rush. I get it. It's hard not to drink water because you want to stay hydrated for the show. And you don't want to do one of those things where it's like you're not drinking water. You get there, you feel like you haven't been drinking any fluids, and now you're trying to drink a whole bunch of fluids before the show. You don't feel hydrated. You feel dehydrated. And you're sitting in the car for 4 hours not drinking anything because you don't want to pee. Now, there's some other people that would be like, yeah, we're not stopping. We don't need to stop. So you gotta know who you're traveling with, and whose car you're taking, who's driving, because really they're in charge. They're in charge. Even if they're not driving at that moment, if they're the car, they are in charge. They can say, you know, we don't need to stop. But me, if you drive with me, like, if you need to stop, I'm going to stop. Like, I'm not in a rush. Like, we're not in a rush. We can stop. Somebody can go pee. It's not, to me, health-wise, it's not healthy to hold your bladder. If you need to pee, let me know. If you're riding with me, you need to pee, we'll pull over. And if I ride in a car with you, I'll ask. It's okay to ask, but hey, can we, at the next exit, can we stop? I got to use the bathroom. Or sometimes I'm driving people to ask, hey, I want to stop and get something from this gas station before we get into town. Because usually when you get to the venue, it's like usually you're there and you're there all day until the show's over. When you get there, from the time you get there until the time the show's over and you leave. So you want to make a stop at a gas station, grab a couple things, maybe get another water. Maybe people want to get their caffeine and have that before they get to the venue, because you really can't stop. You don't want to go to the venue and then have to be like, hey, can you take me to the gas station real quick or wherever? So it's one of those things that, like, we'll always try to make a stop at least halfway through, or if we get a little bit closer, hey, we'll stop at this gas station, let me get this stuff. But it's like one of those things, like, if I'm like 40 minutes out and I gotta pee, I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to stop right now. But if you're like two hours out, an hour and a half out, let me just pull over and pee real quick. But if I'm like 40 minutes out, I'll hold it and just wait till I get to the venue, because I don't want to stop right now, because this is going to put me behind schedule. But if we're far out and you ride with me, you need to stop, just ask. I'm going to stop. Just ask whosoever car you're taking. Be like, hey, can we stop at this gas station in this city or this town? Because usually, you know, when we drive to St. Louis, most of the time we'll stop in Columbia, unless we've already stopped. So sometimes we'll stop a little bit before, or stop in Columbia, get to the gas station, use the bathroom, grab some things, and then we're almost there. Usually it's one of those things that you can stop before that. Make a stop, because usually go to the gas station before you leave, and then you'll go. And then maybe if you get to halfway point, take a quick pit stop, boom, boom, get your things, go, get back in the car, boom, let's go. But yeah, it's like one of those things. So just ask the driver. Just don't be like, hey, I gotta pee. I mean, yeah, it's just one of those things, you just ask. And most of the time, people are gonna be cool about it. I mean, I don't know. I've heard some stories when I started training. It's like, no, somebody told me, if you're riding with me, we don't stop to use the bathroom. I'm like, then I ain't riding with you. You don't have to ride with certain people. If you want to drive yourself, drive yourself. That's what I would say. Like, if you want the control of, like, when you can stop and things like that, you be the one that drives and say, hey, come with me, I'll drive. I'll take my car. But it's always good to have people in different cars to take, so your car doesn't get worn out from, because then you got to get oil changes, because you want to keep that car running. Because if your car breaks down, you're not getting the shows. And that's another tip. Make sure you keep your car up to date with oil changes, tires, brakes. Keep that up to date so you can keep your car lasting long. Like me, I have a Toyota Corolla. Right now, it's like 150,000-ish miles close there. But I've gotten the brakes done. I know I'm due for new tires, but I always get the oil change when I need to. I changed out the transmission fluid. I've got new spark plugs. I know there's a new battery in the last few years. There's been a new alternator in the last few years. So I keep everything, be like, get the filters changed. I know I'm due for getting tires. I know I'm getting close to my back tire, to my back brakes. I got my front ones. They should be good. But it's just getting things and taking care of the car. Because if you lose that vehicle, you're not going to shows. Because you don't have a vehicle, it's going to be hard to get to work at your shoot job. And be like, hey, I got it. And then you got to spend your weekend trying to go get your car fixed or figuring out how am I going to get another car. And if I got to save money to get another car or get it fixed, I can't be going to shows. Because now I got to work extra hours to save money to get my car fixed or even maybe potentially get another car. So it's like, take care of the vehicle. If you're riding, if you're doing a lot of driving on your vehicle, see if somebody else can, you can take their vehicle and ride with them. So you can give your, because it has a lot of wear and tear. It has a lot of wear and tear when you keep driving your vehicle and you're always taking yours. So if you're right, if you have people that are in your area, you can ride with, take their vehicle and just kind of just alternate. That way it saves on the wear and tear. Like, now I got to save on the wear and tear of mine because I'm at least trying to get mine to last to 200,000 miles. And my first years, I was always taking my car. Even if I was by myself or people coming with me, I was always taking my car. But now I gotta let my car breathe. My car has been on the track with wrestling shows. So keep your car up to date with oil changes, brakes, spark plugs, battery. Get it, just preventative care so your car will last, so you don't doesn't break down or you have to spend a whole bunch of money to get it fixed and won't allow you to do your go to wrestling shows. So that's another tip. Car care. Another thing, was it? So, packing food is always a good choice. Like, anytime I leave before a show, if I'm going to St. Louis, it's like 3.5 hour drive. I'll wake up in the morning because usually we don't have to be there to like, depending on the show time, the call time is not until like noon or one if it's an early show, and then if it's a later show, it's like 3, 4 o'clock. So I know I can wake up, cook a breakfast, eat a breakfast, bring some snacks with me and things like that. Now, if you're going on a further drive, try to like food prep the night before. Like I know some people that food prep for the whole week. So they have meals they take with them. So when they go to these wrestling shows, they have their meal. They just need a microwave to warm it up. They got their snacks. They got their water. Some have the water jug that they bring. They just refill, which is always good. So when you're traveling and you want to try to eat healthy because you don't want to get a lot of things on the road and spend a whole bunch of money, meal prep the week prior, have your meals ready, even meal prep the night before. If you're just doing one show that weekend, so I can meal prep the night before because we got to leave early in the morning. So you have everything to good to go and things like that. So it's not always going like, I'm going to get something at the gas station to eat, or I'm going to have to spend money at Chipotle or Subway or wherever place has some healthy-ish food, Panera Bread. And it's okay. Like usually, you know, after the show, I know some people who meal prep eat food, but then after the show, they'll want to get some to eat because they're hungry and they want to eat a little bit unhealthy, you know what I'm saying, and that's okay. So it's just conserve your money that way and things like that, is to meal prep, have food ready with you to take with you on the road, so when you do stop at the gas station, you don't really need anything because you already got everything. You don't have to spend no extra money unless you gotta go in there and refill your water. and things like that. Because it's always good to have one of those water jugs that you can bring with you. I know a lot of workers have those. Or some just get the bottle of water at the gas station. Hey, I need a water. Or sometimes they want to stop and get a Gatorade. But it's, like I said, get that the night before. Because sometimes going to Walmart is cheaper than going to the gas station getting a Gatorade or water or anything like that. So it's just one of those things. It's a preference thing. Like, if you have a little bit of money to spend, if you want to spend the money, eat that food because maybe you don't have time to meal prep. I get that. Everybody's got a different schedule or what they can and can't do. So that's a tip, is meal prep the week prior or even the day before to where it's like, okay, I'm going to eat before I go. I have this meal I can bring with me. I have these snacks I can snack on until we get to the show, especially if you know there's food that's going to be at the show. There's some shows and, you know, they might have some catering where somebody might have food there. And if you know that, it's like, okay, I can eat this in the morning. I ain't got to bring nothing with me. Boom, I can eat at the show. Maybe even make a little to-go plate to where I can eat it afterward and don't have to stop and spend no money. But, and there's some shows that will have catering. So you can try to find, if you know that it's a show that you're going is going to have some catering there, then maybe you ain't got a meal prep to bring your food unless you're like on a stricter diet. You're on a strict diet that you're eating this and not necessarily eating this type of food. I get that. And you have some workers that have their meals that they want, that they're eating. They're not eating anybody else's food or eating anything else. So there's always that. So yeah, always meal prep is good. Always have your own jug of water so you don't have to spend money on water bottles. Like, I don't even buy water bottles no more. I have my water bottle. We drink filter water. And so if I go to the gas station, I'll just get the water out of the fountain, fill my water bottle back up, drink it when we get to the show. Usually they have water bottles, so I'll drink those because usually there's no water fountains to fill my water bottle up with. Or sometimes it shows I'd have Gatorade and things like that. Like if I've done extra work at WWE, they have catering, so I don't really need to bring a water bottle. They always have bottled water, they have Gatorade, they have pop, they got everything you can imagine. But if you go to a normal indie shows, usually I have water. So when I get there, I'll just drink that water, and then we get back on the road. We stop at the gas station, I'll fill my water bottle back up and got water. So it's always good. It saves money having your own water bottle that you can just fill up. And some are like, this is a big one, but I've seen some people that have like the big jug of water and just carry it around because they always want to stay hydrated. It's always good to stay hydrated. It's always good to bring you your own water bottle and bring your own food too. So you gotta spend money on those things when you're traveling. What else? Another thing. I'm trying to think else. This is a tip if you're driving by yourself and you're leaving a show and it gets out late. Where the drive is 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. This is just a tip. If you get tired, just pull over and take a nap. You ain't got to spend money on a hotel. Unless you're like far, far away. Like if you're like 12 hours away and you're trying to drive late, maybe 4 hours. That's understandable. But if you're like driving 4 hours, right? And you get 2 hours in and you're just feeling tired and you feel like you're going to fall asleep. My advice, what I do. Usually if I have to drive from St. Louis back by myself because the show gets over late and I start feeling tired and it's like 12:30, 1 o'clock, and I'll start feeling tired now. I can't stay up as late as I used to. I'll pull over. I'll go to a rest stop, turn my car off. Usually my phone's charged, but I'll turn the car off. I might leave it on. If it's cold, I'll leave it on, leave a little bit of heat, and then usually it's already hot in there from driving. So I'll just turn it off. I'll put an alarm on my phone to go off. I'll take like a 30-minute nap. Sometimes a little bit longer. Sometimes like an hour. And that's okay. I'm not in no rush to get home. I'm not trying to fall asleep at the wheel and crash my car and something bad happened to me or somebody else. So I'll just pull over to a rest stop. Set an alarm. 30-minute. If it goes off and I need a little bit more sleep, I'll set it for another, 15, 20 minutes. And then usually once I get a little bit 30 minute nap in, I'm usually good to go. I'm like, okay, I got this boo. Let's go. So that's why if you're driving by yourself and you need to pull over and you're feeling tired, you ain't got money for a hotel and you're not that far from home, just pull over to a rest stop. Just catch a nap. There's no need to keep drinking caffeine because Because eventually, that it's not going to work at a certain point. Eventually, it's not going to work. Like, you can just keep drinking all the energy drinks and caffeine that you want. If you're feeling tired and feeling sleepy, just pull over and take a nap. It does wonders, I'm telling you. A little 20, 30-minute power nap, it does wonders. You bring one of these. This is my other thing. But another a nap, I put the neck pillow on, lay my seat back. I might play some music. I might play some soft-sounding music. Put my seat back, lay down, wake up. Sometimes I wake up like, how long have I been asleep? I've been asleep for like 2 hours. I've only been asleep 20 minutes. Let me go back for now for another 10. I wake up, okay. Now I feel wide awake. Let's go. I'm telling you, a power nap will help. And that brings me to my other tip. Always travel with one of these. Always. Whether you're on a plane, you're in a car, I don't give a fuck. Always travel with a neck pillow. Always. Especially if you're in a car, where I'll wear this thing even if I'm not sleeping. Just because I can just have like a rest. I can sit up. I can sit like this. Boom. I just wear it even when I'm sitting in the car. And it's always nice to have. If you're at the venue and you get there early and you ain't got nothing to do, maybe let me catch a little nap real quick. Sit against my bag on the floor, just kind of just be in my own corner and just like, Shit, I've even brought this shit to extra work at WWE because it was time to see the trainers and they got behind schedule and I was like, okay, I usually know how this works. So I'm just going to go back in the locker room, wait about 10 minutes. So what I did, I just kind of just chilled, just relaxed. I didn't go to sleep. I was just chilling, just trying to get comfortable because we didn't have a whole bunch of chairs in there. So I was just sitting against the wall and I was just sitting back with my neck pillow and just on my phone, just waiting. And then I went to the trainer. So it's always good to have, like, if there's no chairs or all the chairs are taken, just pop yourself up against the wall, sit down, get your neck pillow, you just chill and relax. You want to catch a nap? You can. But this, always have one of these, especially when you go on a plane, you'll want one of these. Carry your neck pillow. And all it does, you attach it to your bag, boom, right around the bag, around your backpack, it's right there, boom, hanging. You got it, boom, on the go. These things are amazing. This one's soft. I got this one from Walmart, and I love it. I got another one, but the goddamn fucking thing broke, but I like this one better. And it's even got this little pocket thing. I don't even know what it's for. It's probably to put something in, to be honest. I just don't use it, but another tip, get for the road, get yourself a neck pillow. Get yourself a neck pillow. And other than that, I'll tell you another thing, another tip. Bring AirPods. If you want to listen to your own music, because the music they're listening to in the car, if you're riding with somebody, bring these. You can listen to your own music. You always want to... When you're at the show, at the venue, before the show starts, you want to listen to music, you better have these. Because if you don't have these, nobody wants to hear your phone music. If you want to listen to something in the car, if it's you and multiple people in the car, and it's something you don't want to listen to, you can pop one in, listen to your own stuff. It's okay. There's been times when I've been in the car with other people and they listen to something, so I'm just going to put this in. That's fine. Or if I'm driving and I got another person with me and they're trying to sleep, I'm going to turn off the music. I'm going to put this on and just listen to it. That way I can keep me awake and not disturb the person sleeping. So it's just one of the things. So get some AirPods. I mean, these are JVC. You don't need expensive ones. Nobody needs expensive fucking headwear. You don't need Beats. Just some JVC. Little JVC things right here. And I have another pair too. And I also have a pair that go over my ears. So Whatever floats your boat, get a pair of earphones. You might want to listen to something else. Or it just might be one of those things. Yeah, like I said, they're listening to something you don't want to listen to. Pop one of these in and fucking listen to my own shit. It's okay. It's fine. I get it. You're controlling the music. You control what's playing. I don't watch that. Maybe I'm trying to finish watching an episode on TV or one of my shows and I'm plop up my phone. Watch it. It's okay. You can do whatever you want in the car. You don't have to conversate. It's always good to. Now, bring me to the next point. Just don't get on your phone in the car. always talk, always ask questions, especially if you're new and you're riding with somebody that has experience, that's a vet. Ask them questions in the car. They'll answer because people, we just don't want to sit there on our phones and silent all the time. We'll talk. It makes the drive, it makes the ride, it makes everything go by faster. If you're sitting there just having a conversation, talking wrestling or talking anything, but if you're new in this business and you're riding with somebody as a veteran, ask them questions. Ask them questions. Talk. They'll answer. They got nothing else to do. We're all in the car together. We're all traveling to the same place. We're all going to the same show. Talk, ask questions, have this conversation, because before you know it, you'll be like, oh, we're an hour away. And then some people might just sit back and relax. Like, I'm sit back and relax and kind of get ready for the show and things like that, or catch a little nap before they get there. But always talk, always ask questions. Just don't always just everybody just be on their phone and be like, duh, 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 duh. No, talk. Talk about stuff. Even listen to some wrestling podcasts, listen to other stuff, you know, listen to some promos, shit, even cut car promos. Like, I'm telling you, we used to do that shit when I used to travel with the people I trained with. We used to go to the shows together, like three or four cars deep. We'd be cutting promos on each other with the phone and then sending them in the group chat. So practice cutting promos in the car on each other. Like, talk about, hey, if this happens, like, if you're if I'm a referee and I got another referee in the car that's new and they're asking me, hey, in this situation, if this happens, what do I do? And I can answer the question if I know the answer. If not, usually it's always me driving with the other refs. But it's things like that. Like, if you got a question and you talk wrestling, and it helps. It does. Instead of just everybody just being on your phone for 4 or 5 hours, however long the drive is, that's not fun. Now, plane ride is a different story. You just in your own world. Even if you travel with somebody, this is one of those things. I'm just going to go to sleep. Just like me on a plane, I just want to just be relaxed, go to sleep, and then wake up, and I'm there. Car ride, different. Like, car ride, talk. You got to find ways to stay awake. Hey, let's talk. Let's have a conversation. Let's do this. Let's do that. Boom, boom, boom. Whatever. So that's another tip. I'm trying to think of anything else. I had thought about these, and now more are coming to me as I'm doing this. So I'm just trying to find out, like, those basics. Packing stuff-wise, I mean, usually just bring your one bag and, like, a backpack. That brings you to another thing, another one. Get a fanny pack. Get a fanny pack. Keep all your important stuff in. Now, me, I have a backpack that I always bring because I bring radios with me. And so I have my normal bag, I have a backpack, and I also have a fanny pack. And it's okay, but don't try to bring a whole bunch of bags because you need room in the trunk. And if you are bringing your backpack, like, I bring my backpack and my fanny pack. If I have multiple people riding, I'll put my backpack in the front wherever I'm sitting at. If it's just me and one other person, I can put my backpack in the back. Or if it's me and two other people, we can kind of sit in that empty seat. But if you've got an extra bag aside from your bag and your fanny pack, like a backpack, just sit it in the seat in your leg area where you are. Don't, unless there's room in the trunk you want to put there. But if it's one of those things where you want to keep it with you and doesn't, you don't want it in the trunk because you got other stuff in it, that's okay. But one thing to get is a fanny pack. Hold your wallet, hold your keys, things like that. Simple. It's boom. Wear it around your shoulder, wear it around your waist, it's right there. Boom. When you get out the car to go to the gas station, get some, boom, right there. Fanny pack is a lifesaver. Some people still diss fanny packs. I don't know why. Anytime you go to a Disney theme park, everybody's got a fucking fanny pack on. I carry my fanny pack everywhere. Everywhere. And the reason I bring backpacks with me, like I said, I got walkies, or sometimes I bring my laptop if I need to do some work or look up some stuff. So that's another reason. But usually I bring the backpack a lot of places I go, and I have my bag. But don't come and bring a whole bunch of bags and take up a lot of room. Keep it to one bag that has all your stuff in it, in your fanny pack, and it's okay to bring a backpack. Don't bring a big bag. It was like two backpacks and all the, no. I understand if you're working, got merchandise, that's okay, but just bringing a whole bunch of, like, what do you need all this stuff for? No. We don't need that. So, the fanny pack. But that's important. Get a fanny pack. It saves you from having to stuff everything in your pocket. That's all I'm going to say about that. it's a lifesaver. Another thing, I just thought of it. If you're going somewhere far, and it's one of those things where it could just be you by yourself, sometimes I'll carry, if I know I'm going in a far place and I'm going by myself and I know I'm going to stop somewhere to stay at somebody's house or maybe share a hotel room with multiple people, I will bring an air mattress. I got an air mattress. I'll bring it. I'll put it in the trunk. I'll bring it with me. Be like, hey, if I need somewhere to stay, they'll be like, usually some people are cool. They, hey, we got a room. You come stay with us. I'll be like, I got my air mattress. I can just, it's fine. I can sleep on the floor. If it doesn't fit, I'll sleep on the floor. But always bring an air mattress with you. If you're going somewhere far, like I'm talking about like 8+ hours, bring an air mattress with you just in case you're able to crash somebody's house. You want to use the couch, but I got an air mattress. I can blow it up. I can sleep on that and bring a little blanket like this. And you got your neck pillow. If you want to bring like a little tiny pillow and just pack it in there in the back of your trunk, that's cool. Usually I'll just use the air mattress and I'll just use my neck pillow. And I'll have a blanket. I'll have a little tiny blanket. If I'm going somewhere far, I know I'm going somewhere far, and there's a chance that I crash somebody's house or somebody use somebody's hotel room, they can let me stay in. There's a whole bunch of them. I got the air mattress. I got you. We got an air mattress. We can make this work. So that's if you're going somewhere far. Tips for going somewhere far. Get an air mattress. It can help. Because then you don't have to sleep on the floor. Which I don't mind sleeping on the floor because it does help my back. It does help my back. So those are just some basic tips to follow when traveling. So I'll probably think of some more and then be like, God damn, why didn't I think of that? I was just trying to get to the important basic one when traveling on a wrestling show, when you're traveling by yourself or traveling with other people. So I hope those help. If you got any more questions and you're just getting new in this business, hey, hit me up. Find me on the socials, AK the Ref, or even ask the person that's training you, like, hey, what basics do I need when I'm traveling to a wrestling show? Because over time, it'll take you a little bit to figure out, but eventually you'll figure it out. Eventually just be like second nature. Like me, like when I travel, I just want to make sure I have my stuff. That's one other thing. Make sure you have everything that you need. Because once you get on the road, there is no turning around and going back. It's your fault. You're fine. Unless you might have to stop at a store to get some. Make sure you have everything you pack. Pack the night before. That's a travel. That's another one right here. Before we leave, pack the night before. Make sure you have everything you need in your bag. So when you wake up in the morning, if you're leaving early in the morning, you got everything, boom, right there, packed. You got your bag, you got your backpack, you got your fanny pack. It's all right there. Got everything you need. Make sure it's packed the night before. Make sure you have everything you need. Because once you're in that car and you're driving, and it's be like, oh, I forgot my stuff. I forgot this. You ain't turning around going back. Sorry. You just don't have it. You got to figure it out when we get there. Maybe we can stop at a store and you can buy it. And then that's a waste of money. So make sure you have everything you need before you leave. All right? Like I said, if you need any questions about traveling, hit me up on the social, AKA the Ref. Hit up your trainer. Hit up a veteran. They'll gladly give you advice on tips for traveling to a wrestling show by car or even flying. I'm not the one to ask about flying because I haven't done a lot of it. If you ask me about driving a car, I give you a lot. If you want information on flying and good travel tips, find somebody that flies a lot to a lot of wrestling shows. But with that said, I'm probably going to drop another episode this week just to talk about the Chiefs and the Legarius Sneed trade and my thoughts on it. But I'll probably drop that on Friday because I have a show on Saturday. But with that said, thank you to everybody for joining. I appreciate the support. We're going to continue to rock the AK show. And eventually down the line, we'll have some guests. So with that said, I hope everybody has a great rest of their Wednesday. I'm out. Peace.